ברוכים הבאים רבותיי, בשם השם נעשה ונצליח. We're learning בעזר השם יתברך, פרשת קורח. And as we all know, פרשת קורח, the beginning of the parasha talking about the מחלוקת, that קורח came to rebel against משה רבנו. And everyone knows what happened to קורח at the end. חכמים, they tell us that פסוק said, ויקח קורח. קורח, and he took. What did he take? There are so many pirushim and farshim to explain, but they explain the farshim that here that he went to rebel against Moshe Rabbeinu, he didn't take anything. What did he gain out of this mahloket? Nothing. He just lost. And the pasuk tells us that that was the punishment of mahloket. Any person who's mahzik be mahloket. The Gemara tells us that take a look what happened over here. Korach and him and his children, his wife, everyone was swallowed up in the ground because he rebelled against Moshe Rabbeinu. And all Am Israel, after they saw what's going on, the pasuk says, "V'chol Israel asher sevivotehim nasu lekolam ki amiru pintebla'inu ha'aretz." Everyone was scared. Everyone was shaking from the what happened over there, and you see what happened to Korach. He rebelled against Moshe Rabbeinu. He got his punishment right away. However, we see something very strange. After the whole story of Mahloket Korach, the pasuk starts, "Ve'ilonu kol adat b'nei Israel mahorat al Moshe ve'al Aharon lemor atem hamitem et am Adonai." It's mind-boggling. What's going on over here? What do Am Israel want from Moshe Rabbeinu over here? Right after they saw what happened with Korach. Oh, they're coming, they lonely, they come to complain. They have complained against Moshe Rabbeinu. What did Moshe Rabbeinu do? So I saw here the Ramban, he tells us over here, "Atem hamitem et am Adonai, amar unkilos atun geremtun demit amad Adonai." You caused them to die. What do you mean he caused them to die? Yiftor, ki ha'ashimu otam ad shenatnu ha'aitza hazot liyaktir ketoret zara lefnei Hashem. Middatam. שהם מקריבים אותם נשרפים. So they're coming against Moshe Rabbeinu, told them, you gave them such an idea to bring Ketoret, and you know that anyone that Hashem is not going to choose him is going to die. That was what really Moshe Rabbeinu, he warned them before. And Rashi brings down in the beginning, he told them, קחו לכם מחתות, קורח וכל עדתו. Why Moshe Rabbeinu, he told them to bring Ketoret. Rashi is Ma'arich over here from the Midrash Tanhuma. But he told them over here, he told him, "Hey lachem tashmish habib min hakol, v'hi ha'ktoret ha'habiba m'kol ha'korbanot." He was saying that I picked my brother Aharon to serve in Beit HaMikdash. So we're going to tell you, what's the most precious thing that the Kohanim do in Beit HaMikdash? That's the Ketoret. He says here, the Ketoret ha'habiba m'kol ha'korbanot. אבל סמן מוות נתון בתוכו. What does it mean? If someone is not commanded to bring Ketoret and is going to bring Ketoret, he's going to die on the spot. שבו נשרפו נדב ואביהו. נדב ואביהו, they want to bring Ketoret. Why Ketoret? That's the most precious item that they bring to בית המקדש. That's why נדב ואביהו, they died because of this. לפיכך חתרה בהם. והיה האיש אשר יבחר אדוני הוא הקדוש. וכי אין אנחנו יודעים שמי שיבחר בו הוא הקדוש. What Hashem, Hashem Har, Hashem Hu Kadosh. Hazak Baruch, of course. Ela Amar Lahem Moshe Rabbeinu, Vehaya Ha'ish Asher Bhar Adonai Hu Kadosh. What does mean Hu Kadosh? Hareini Omer Lahem Shelo Tchaibu. Mi Sheibhar Bo Kadosh Baruch Hu Yetzei Chai. Bekulchem Obdim. He warned them, Moshe Rabbeinu, that only one person is going to be saved. And all the Korach and Adato, 250 Makribei Ketoret, everyone came together and said, no, Hashem is going to choose me. Moshe Rabbeinu, he warned them. Only one's gonna stay alive. Could have a deal. A guy buys a lottery. Who's gonna win the lottery? Only one person. All the people they're buying, they're all losing. Here he warned them. He told them that listen, only one's gonna be chosen. And Sama Mavid Natum Betucha. All of you, all the rest, they're gonna die. So what happened? They went and they jumped into the fire. Each one of them, he thought that he's the one. So here the Am Israel is complaining against Moshe Rabbeinu. Why you gave them the idea to bring Ketoret? Why you didn't tell them, let's bring Korbanot like Eliyahu Be'ar Karmel, let us bring korbanot. The person that Hashem is going to accept his korban is the one. Why do you have to do ketoret? That he won. He told him Nadav and Abihu died on the spot. What happened over here? That's why Yashimu otam al shenatnuha aitza hazot leaktir ketoret zara lefnei Hashem medatam shemakribim otam tzrafim. Ki Hashem lo amar leMoshe leakrib haketoret hazot. Hashem didn't tell Moshe Rabbeinu that he has to tell them to bring ketoret. Vehu lo amar lahem leIsrael b'shem Hashem laasot ken. Moshe, when he told Korach and his people, didn't tell them, Hashem told me you have to bring ketoret, and we're going to choose by the ketoret who's the one. But he chose it on his own, Moshe Rabbeinu. אם כן מעצמם נתנו זאת העצה אשר מתו בה העם, והיו יכולים לתת אות ומופת אחר במטה או בזולתו. Therefore, עם ישראל, they're complaining. And also the Rashbam. Also, he says here, the Rashbam says, אתם המתם את עם אדוני, he says, על דתם ועל אבירם הבלועים, אנחנו מודים שהם חטאו. We're not telling you anything that you caused Nadab and Abihu to die. The Datan and Abiram to die, because we know they're all Rasha'im. That's not our complaint. Our complaint, אבל 250 איש שמתו כמיתת נדב ואביהו, אתם הרגתם אותם. Why? שצוויתם אותם להקטיר כתורת. You told them to bring כתורת. And only one person is going to be chosen. So why you gave them that approach? Why you gave them that idea? Therefore, it's your fault. And that's how the Rashbam is explaining over here. And the Ramban also brings that also at the end. He said, ולא הייתה תלונה רק על השריפה, לא על הבליעה. What does it mean? The complaining only for these 250 people, you caused them to die. לא על הבליעה, they're not complaining that you caused Datan ואבירם and Korach and Adato to be swallowed in the ground. לא על הבליעה. כי השם אמר למשה, העלו מסביב למשכן קורח, דתם ואבירם. וזה ירמוז על פתיחת פי הארץ. ומשה הגיד זה לישראל בשם השם. ודתם ואבירם היו חייבים יותר, שהיו מלעיבים במלאכי אלוקים, ובוזים דבריו ומתעתעים בנביאיו. So we have no problem what happened to Korach and Adato and Nadab and Datan ואבירם. We have no problem about that. Our complaint, you caused 250 tzaddikim to die. Where did you gather all these 250 tzaddikim? We told you last time. At Haskuni tells us, he gathered them, he collected 23 dayanim from each shevet. From each shevet, he picked 23 dayanim. So he caused all these people to die. Therefore, they rebelled against Moshe Rabbeinu. That's how the Rashbam and the Ramban explains. However, I saw here Or HaChaim HaKadosh. He says, he doesn't like that pirush that much. He said, I don't understand. ירצה בהעיר עוד, we have to point out something. איך תחו עיניהם מראות לעשות תלונה על משה בלא סיבה? How? We don't understand. What's in their mind? They're accusing Moshe Rabbeinu. He caused those people to die. מה פשעו, מה חטאתו, בלא סיבה? לעשות תלונה על משה בלא סיבה. He didn't do anything wrong. מה פשעו, מה חטאתו? ומה גם, אחר שראו במו עיניהם, כמה השפיל את עצמו לפני דתן ואבירם, אולי ישובו בתשובה. זה יגיד שישתדל שלא ימותו. משה רבנו, how much he put himself down, ויעקב משה וילך אל דתן ואבירם. Even though דתן ואבירם, they were supposed to come to ask him for forgiveness. He went, from here the Gemara learns, the person should not be מחזיק במחלוקת. So it's okay, bend your back and go. Maybe he'll do a peace. That's what Moshe Rabbeinu, he did a lot to tell them maybe they're going to do Teshubah and nothing helped. They didn't want to do Teshubah. So what do you want from Moshe Rabbeinu? He did all what he could that they shouldn't die. You're accusing him that he caused them to die. אכן, תרעומת העידה הייתה על מה שעשה משה המבחן של הקטורת בכולן ביחד, שהיה לו לעשות המבחן בקורח לבדו. וכשהיה השם עושה בו המשפט, לא היו נגשים עם 250 נשיאי העדה ולא היו מתים. והוא אומרו, אתם המתם את עם השם, פירוש במאמרכם, שאמרתם להם, קחו איש מחתתו 50 ו-200 מחתות, אתם בזה המתם את עם השם. ולא תרעמו העדה על מיתת קורח דתן ואבירם, אלא על 250 שכולן היו ראשי סנהדראות. They're all צדיקים. They were all tzaddikim, all 250 Rashi Sanhedraot, they were all. That's where our complaint on these 250 people. You want to warn Korach about the Ketoret? No problem. Tell Korach himself to bring Ketoret. That's what happened over here. That's the idea. I saw them Farshim, they're bothered also that how did Moshe Rabbeinu tell them to bring Ketoret, all of them? We know Ketoret sounds from the Psukim that they brought the Ketoret, outside the Mishkan. Could the person bring Ketoret outside the Mishkan? Asur. Ish asher ya'aseh chamua le'ariyah ba'a v'nechrat me'amav. How could the Hayab Karet? How could the person do? How Moshe Rabbeinu, he gave them that advice. How did he give them this advice? Then Farshim, the Ramban, he says here, he says that really the Ketoret that Aharon brought the Ketoret, it was Ketoret HaBoker. He didn't do anything wrong. He didn't do anything extra, Aharon HaKohen. The Ketoret he has to bring in the morning. He brought it over there. But how come Moshe Rabbeinu gave them that advice? He gave them the advice, then the Mefarshim want to explain that it was like Hurat Sha'a. Just like Eliyahu Be'er Karmel, how could he bring Korban over there? Here also same idea. But that's the problem here, that the Am Yisrael is complaining on what? That Moshe Rabbeinu, he caused the 250 people to die. If you want to prove it to everyone that Aharon is the chosen one, let Korah himself bring the Ketoret, and that's it. And then Korah is going to die, they're going to learn their lesson. That's what happened over here. That's how Urahim HaKadosh explains. That was the complaint that Am Yisrael had against Moshe Rabbeinu. However, I saw in Da'at Zkenim, he has a different pirush, he comes to a different approach. He says, we see after Am Yisrael complained here against Moshe Rabbeinu that they told him, you caused the 250 people to die, what happened right after that? ודבר השם משה לאמור, הרמו מתוך העדה הזאת ואכלה אותם כרגע, ויפלו על פניהם. השם want to destroy, חס ושלום, שונאים של ישראל again. ויאמר משה לאהרון, קח את המחתה ותן עליה אש. משה רבנו, he told Aharon, he should take the ketoret, bring ketoret, to be מכפר על עם ישראל. How did he learn this? Rashi tell us that from the Gemara מסכת שבת, when משה רבנו went up to Har Sinai, the מלאכים in the beginning didn't want to let him take the Torah, at the end, they agreed to Moshe Rabbeinu, and even Malach HaMavit, the Gemara said over there in Shabbat Petet, he gave a present to Moshe Rabbeinu, he told him, anytime there's Magifa, if you bring Ketoret, Ketoret is going to stop the Magifa. That's here what Moshe Rabbeinu, he told Aharon, take the Ketoret, bring the Ketoret, v'chaper al am. So that's what happened over here, and after that, you see also, ודבר שם משה לאמור, דבר בני ישראל, וקח מאתם מטה מטה לבית אב, מאת כונסיהם לבית אבותם שנינה עשר מטות. Why do you need to take all these sticks to put it in the משכן, in אוהל מועד? Why? Because התחלת לנותם מעלי. והיה האיש אשר אבחר בו, מטה הוא יפרח. והשיקותי מעלי את תלונות בני ישראל, אשר הם מלינים עליכם. So you see that still, even after this, after the complaint against Moshe Rabbeinu that you caused Am Yisrael to die, 250 people, Hashem wanted to destroy them again. Moshe and Aharon, he prayed for them. Aharon brought a Ketoret. He was mechaper on them. After that, again, Am Yisrael, they didn't believe. They didn't believe that Aharon is the chosen one. So all these rayot, it's not good proof for you. What's going on over here? He had to take the matot to prove it to them. So I saw here in Da'at Zkenim, explains beautiful. He says, "Atem hamitem et am Hashem ladat." Said like purposely, b'mezid, deliberately. You caused them to die. Defishia amartem lehabi ketoret vehi samam mavet shebon srefu nadav v'abihu shayu kohanim. Ulkach says, you know, to answer that question, Kadosh Baruch Hu brought the magifa on Am Israel, and how did Moshe Rabbeinu he cure them with this magifa through the ketoret? Oh. So that's the answer, what Am Yisrael, they rebelled against Moshe Rabbeinu. You saying that Moshe Rabbeinu, he caused them to die because he told them to bring the Ketoret. Ketoret is Sama Mavet. Moshe Rabbeinu here is coming to prove it to them that Ketoret is not it's not called Sama Mavet. Adraba, the Ketoret stopped the Magifa. What is Sama Mavet over here? The people who are Rishaim, they are the Rishaim. לכך ביומר השם ביומר משה לאהרון קח את המחתה ושים כתורת ויראו כשאין לך כתורת ממית אלא חית ממית. Therefore he told משה רבנו to bring the כתורת. He told Aharon he should take the כתורת to show them that the כתורת, you saying that I caused them to die because they brought כתורת. Adrabah, the Keturah stops the Magifa, not bring Magifa. So it's their sins they died. Not because I told them. I didn't cause anyone to die. אז בכל זאת, still, אמרו, אין כאן הוכחה שאין אלו ראויים לכהונה. Still, they said, yeah, probably the 250 people who died, they're not worthy to get the כהונה, therefore they died, they brought the קטורת. But still, there's no proof that Aaron is a chosen one. לפיכך, צבא הקדוש ברוך הוא, דבר אל בני ישראל, וכך מאתם מטה לכל נשיאים, וכתיב בתרי, והשיקוטים עלה תלונות בני ישראל. Therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he came afterwards, he told them, even if you want to claim that there's no proof still that Aaron is the chosen one, now we're going to prove it from the Matot. Each Shevet, he brought the Matot, and then Farshim, they said, the Ramban, he tells us over here, he says, the Shevet Levi, he took Matot Aaron. That means Shevet Levi was among the 12 Matot over here. That means Ephraim and Menashe, they were together in one Shevet, Shevet Yosef. So there were only 12 sticks over there. They put 12 sticks. And what happened to all these sticks? They put them, he told them the stick that it's going to grow flowers. Yosef Erach, Yatzit Sis, Yigmol Shekedim. That's the one. That's the one. And which stick it grew all the flowers and all this almond? That is the Matei of Aharon HaKohen. That's what's brought down here in the Pasuk. I saw interesting Pirush that brings down the Baal HaTurim. Not here, in Parashat Vayera. It brings down Baal HaTurim. Over there, when Aharon HaKohen, he was making all the otot in front of Parao, what the Pasuk says, that everyone, he threw his own matay, and Aharon HaKohen also as well, he also threw his matay. So it says over there, וישליחו איש מטהו ויהיו לתנינים, ויבלע מטה אהרון את מטותם. So everyone knows over there that Aaron's stick swallowed all the חרטומים sticks, and that's what it is. ויבלע מטה אהרון את מטותם. רשי תלס over there, נס בתוך נס. After the stick of Aharon HaKohen turned back into a stick, then the stick swallowed all the other sticks. Not the Nahash swallowed all the Nahashim, the stick swallowed the stick. Over there, Baal HaTurim writes, he says here, וְיִבְלַע מַטֵּי אָהָרֹן אֶת מַטּוֹתָם. He said, says the word מַטּוֹתָם two times in the Torah. One time over here, וְיִבְלַע מַטֵּי אָהָרֹן אֶת מַטּוֹתָם. Second time, by us, over here, what the Pasuk said, וּמַטֵּי אָהָרֹן בְּתוֹךְ מַטּוֹתָם. When they put the sticks in Ohel Moed, מַטֵּי אָהָרֹן בְּתוֹךְ מַטּוֹתָם. Baal HaTurim writes over there, בית במסורה, הכה, that's one over here, ואידך ומטה אהרון בתוך מטותם. איתה במדרש, שגם במעשה קורח, בלע מטה אהרון את מטותם. That's the same story that happened by the מכות, it happened again by our parasha. The stick of Aaron HaKohen, when they put all the sticks in Ohel Moed, the stick of Aaron swallowed all the other sticks. וכשהוציאו, אז חזר ופלטם. ולכך לא הוציאו פרח. Said, you know why all the other sticks didn't grow flowers, didn't bring almonds? You know why? Because it was swallowed inside the stick of Aaron HaKohen. Therefore, the lo ziperach. ועל כן כתיב, ויוצא משה את כל המטות מלפני השם. Said, if you look at this in our parasha, you see the word matot, it's written the word matot few times. כך שנים עשר מטות, it's written matot with the vav. But many times it says, ומטה אהרון בתוך מטותם. מטותם, זאת אומרת, with vav. A few times over here, it says, שנים עשר מטות. Three, four times, the Torah writes the word מטות with the vav. However, when you come to the last pasuk, ויוצא משה את כל המטות מלפני אדוני, it's written מטות without vav. Why it's written without vav? To teach us that the matot, they were hasirim, all the matot, they were swallowed inside the matay of Aharon HaKohen. That's what happened over here. That's the anyan, that matay Aharon swallowed all the other matot. Therefore, only his sticks brought flowers and they grew shekedim. That's like Pasuk tells us. And all this HaKadosh Baruch Hu did to prove it to Am Israel, that what? Aharon is a chosen one. Probably Am Israel, they saw all what happened before. They saw what happened with Korah. They saw what happened when they complained against Moshe Rabbeinu. But still now, Kibyachol, they have ta'ana against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You, Rabbeinu Shel Olam, why you chose Davka Aharon HaKohen? He's the one to bring the Korbanot. Why he's the only one chosen? We also want to bring Korbanot. Like Korah, what Korah said? said, "Ki chol ha'ida kulam kedoshim uptocham Hashem." Everyone experienced Ma'amad HaSinai. Everyone was over there. Everyone heard directly from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, "Anochi Hashem Elokecha velo yeh lecha." Just like Aaron HaKohen. Why Aaron is the chosen one? He has to bring the korbanot. Why not us? Korach, he came. He has a good ta'ana. But now HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to answer them. He said, "Now I chose Aaron HaKohen to bring korbanot. You know why? Because what's the whole idea behind the korbanot?" We all know that the Midrash Tanhuma. Yep, Midrash Tanhuma tells us in Parashat Tzav, Siman Dalet. The Midrash says over there, "Dabar Acher Bezot Torat Zebah Hashelamim. Zehu She'amar Ketub Ishmi'a Ma Yedaber Ha'el Adonai Ki Yedaber Shalom El Amo Bel Hasida Bel Yashubu Lechisla." Amru Umot Ha'olam LeBelam. Umot Ha'olam, they came to Belam Rasha. He was their Nabi. Was the Nabi for Mot Ha'olam. Lama Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu LeYisrael Sheyu Makrivim Lo Korbanot VeLanu Lo Amar Klum. Why he commanded only Am Yisrael to bring Korbanot? Why not us? We also want to bring Korbanot. Amar Lahem Bel'am HaKorbanot Einan Ela Shalom. The whole idea behind the Korbanot is to make Shalom. And therefore, ומי שקיבל את התורה שכתובים בה צריך שיקריב קורבנות. אבל אתם תחילה פסלתם אותה. ועכשיו אתם מבקשים להקריב קורבנות. מי שקובלה הוא זה שמקריב קורבנות. שנאמר, אדוני עוז לעמו ייתן, אדוני ברך את עמו בשלום. השם יגב דעוז, which is the Torah, he gave it to עם ישראל. And the person who got the Torah, he's the one, he has to bring the קורבנות that make shalom. He said, the whole idea of קורבנות is shalom. He said, that's what the Midrash is telling us over here. שכל הקורבנות אינם אלא שלום. That's the whole idea. לכך נאמר שמעה מה ידבר השם. ומה דבר השם? לצהיר. שמעה מה ידבר השם. מה דבר השם? וזאת תורה זבח של עמים. He commanded us to bring קורבן של עמים. So, ולמה נאמר זבח של עמים? The Midrash says here, שהוא עושה שלום בין המזבח ובין הכהנים ובין ישראל. He makes peace for everyone. Which קורבן? קורבן זבח של עמים. Why? Hey, אח. העולה אין בה... אין כתוב בה שלום. Doesn't say שלום בי עולה. Doesn't say שלום בי חטאת. Doesn't say שלום בי אשם. אלא בתודה. בואו ראה, העולה הייתה כולה כליל לאישים. Who used to eat from קורבן עולה? לכהנים, לבעלים, ישראל? No one. עולה, that's called עולה. עולה כולה לאשים כליל תוקטר. They bring the whole thing. Only the skin, the pasuk tells us, והכהן המקריב את עולת איש, עור העולה אשר הקריב לכהן לא יהיה. So that he only gets a skin, but the meat, the whole meat of the korban goes burnt on the mizbeach. והחטאת הייתה דמה ואימוריה למזבח, ועורה ובשרה לכהן. חטאת, הכהן he eats the חטאת, and כהנים אוכלים, ועלים מתכפרים. הכהן he gets part of it, and the mizbeach gets also part. אבל לישראל לא הייתה ממנה הנאה כלום, וכן האשם. אבל התודה הייתה דמה ואימוריה למזבח, החזה והשוק לכהנים, ועורה ובשרה לישראל. נמצאת עושה שלום בין המזבח ובין הכהנים ובין ישראל. לפיכך נקראת זבח השלמים, שהיא עושה שלום לכל. זבח השלמים, it makes shalom for everyone. The Kohen gets part, the Mizbeach gets part, and Israel gets his own part. Make shalom for everyone. That's a shalom that Korban Shelamim brings between Am Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's basically what David HaMelech, he was saying in Sefer Tehillim. He said, "Abu betecha be'olot ashalem lechan nedarai." And the Gemara, Masechet Hagiga, the Gemara tells us over there, Hagiga Daf Zayin, the Gemara l'chaorat bringing two psukim contradicting each other. Rabbi Levi Rameh, as he's asking a question, Ketib hokar raglecham bet ra'echa. Said, don't come so many times to the house of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We don't need you over here. Don't come. We don't want you here. Who's hokar raglecham bet ra'echa? Who's ra'echa? Ra'acha v'ra'a abicha. That's referring to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That means Hashem is telling us, don't come to my bet HaMudash to bring korbanot. I don't want you to bring korbanot. וכתיב, different פסוק, said, David המלך said, אבו ביתך בעולות, אשלם לך נדרי. I'm coming. If it wasn't something good, what's David המלך משתבח? אבו ביתך בעולות, I'm coming, I'm bringing קורבנות. Hashem doesn't want it. What are you coming over there? So what is he saying? So the חברה, two פסוקים contradicting each other. The Gemara said, לא קשיא. כאן בחטאות והאשמות, כאן בעולות ושלמים. When the pasuk in Mishle said, "Hokarach lechem beit ra'echa," is talking about hatat and ashamot. Don't do abira. Don't bring korban hatat. Such a korban I don't want you to bring. But ola and shlamim, of course, korban shlamim, bezot torat zebah shlamim. Make shalom between everyone. That's a korban. That type of korban. Yes, I wanted to bring that korban. And that's what Aaron Kohen, he was bringing the Korbanot. He's the one in charge to bring all the Korbanot. I saw something interesting. He brings down Pardes Yosef. He brings down Parashat Vayikra. He brings a story over here in Parashat Vayikra, Ot Tet Zayin. He brings a story that he says, "Veshamati she'gaon Reb Chaim Volozhin, Zecher Tzadik Lebracha, שלח פעם אחת משולח אחד לאסוף מעות לישיבה." He sent someone, he hired someone, you know, to collect money for his yeshiva. ואחד לא רצה לתן. One of the rich people that he went, that שליח, to collect money for the yeshiva, he doesn't want to give. So, why not? He don't want to give. Everyone knows of Chaim Volozhin. Why not? Every year he give. What happened now? ואמר, אנוכי בעצמי אתן לרבי חיים. I don't want to give you the money to take it to Rabbi Chaim. I want to take it myself. So he didn't understand what's behind. What does he want? V'egaon Rabbi Chaim, when he came to him to give him the money, lo rasa lakachat menu. He didn't want to take the money from him. V'hanoten, the Ashir, he told Rabbi Chaim, I want to give you the money. He told him, why didn't you give it to my shaliach? No, I wanted to give it to you. And he told him, why not? He explained to him. ונותן אמר, אנוכי רציתי שיהיו כל מעותיי במלואם בשבילך, ושלא יקבל המשולח הזה חלקו עבור תרחתו. Said, I know, בעוונות הרבים, I don't have to tell you especially nowadays, בעוונות הרבים, you have a lot of people, their job, they know the addresses of rich people, and they go around, and they take 50%, who knows how much they take. Said, I don't want to. Why should I give my money to give it to them? I want to give my money 100% to charity. I don't want to spend all the money over here. This shaliach is going to take some. The other shaliach is going to take some. I want to give my money 100%. What's wrong with that? Ve'amar lo Rabbi Chaim, he answered in Rabbi Chaim Volozhin, he told him, "Shze minhag akum." Said, that's how the goyim think. When a goy, he wants to give donation, he wants his donation to be 100%. For what? For charity purposes. He wants to give it for 100%. כי הגוי העקום כשנותן מעות לבית תפלה שלהם אין נותנים על ידי אמצעי. Don't give it to someone else to give it to their בית תפלה, אלא to give it directly. אבל אנחנו נותנים על ידי אמצעי. Why? Said, שגם ישראל אחר ייהנה מזה. Let another Jew also benefit from it. He's taking the percentage from it. So what? Let him also enjoy. So he brings that over here. Dehadin hu shemkabelim korbanot mehaakum rak olot, but lo shelamim. Said if a goy he wants to donate in Beit HaMikdash, now with Bavonot Arbim there is no Beit HaMikdash. Soon b'merav yamenu ibane Beit HaMikdash. Now a goy he wants to come to bring korban. Do you accept korban from a goy or no? A goy he comes to Beit HaMikdash. He tells us, listen, yesterday by mistake he did something, whatever it is, he wants to bring korban to be mechaper. He wants to bring korban hatat, korban asham. He wants to bring. He said, no, hatat and asham you don't accept from the goy, only korban ola. If he wants to bring korban ola, you could take it from him. Why only korban ola? That's brought down the Gemara. Only korban ola accept from a goy. והטעם וכשנותן הגוי דעתו שכל קורבנו יהיה כולו להשם ועולה כולה כליל. When a goy gives a tzedakah, he wants his tzedakah to go straight only to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And korban ola, who benefits from korban ola? We just served korban medrash tanhuma. No one gets anything from korban ola. Therefore, a goy understands korban ola, that is called donation. But you want to tell me I have to give korban hatat and the kohen is going to eat from it? What kind of donation is this? ושלמים בעלים אוכלים וגם הכהנים, והוא הגוי אינו מבין זה שהוא ייתן קורבן להשם ואנשים ייהנו ממנו. So what kind of קורבן is this? Therefore, when a goy gives a tzedakah, he accepts only קורבן עולה, not חטאת and not אשם. That's what Rabbi Chaim Volozhin, he told that Ashir, he told him, you didn't want to give the money through the shaliach. Why? Because you're scared the shaliach is going to take some money. said, that's how a goy think. A Jew, let someone else also benefit. Again, I don't know if Reb Chaim referring if the Sharia is going to take 50% or 70%. It's going to take a part of it. But that part, he said, yes, let someone else also benefit from it. But that's the idea behind here, the Korbanot. What the Korbanot do? The whole idea of the Korbanot is to make Shalom. And now, if that's the whole idea of the Korbanot, to bring Shalom, now, who do you have better person who makes Shalom in Am Israel than Aharon HaKohen? Everyone knows, we know that the Mishnah Perkei Avot tells us, Ehevim Talmidav Shel Aharon HaKohen, Ohev Shalom Verodev Shalom, Ehev Tebeot Mekarban LaTorah. We told you so many times that the Gemara in Masechet Kala Rabbati tells us over there, in Perek Gimel, the Gemara brings down over there that they have 80,000, 80,000, Aharonim, what 80,000? The 80,000 kids, they are called Aharon. They went after the mitah of Aharon HaKohen. When Aharon HaKohen passed away, 80,000 kids, their name is Aharon. They were escorting the mitah. Why? What does mean 80,000 kids? Everyone's name is called Aharon. What happened? The Gemara explained over there. Say, you know where they came from. All these 80,000 kids, they are called Aharon. They came from 80,000 couples, husband and wife. They wanted to get divorced from each other. And Aharon HaKohen, he ran from here to there to make shalom between Ben Ish L'Ra'ehu. And then he makes shalom between the husband and wife. And he put them back together. And they got back to each other. And they brought kids. And they called the kid, they called their son Aharon. Because Aharon, he made the shalom between them. So you see how much Aharon HaKohen, the Pasuk said, Ve'ibku et Aharon Shelushim Yom Kol Bet Israel. By Moshe Rabbeinu, only Bnei Israel, they cried on him. But Aharon HaKohen, everyone was crying, even the men and the ladies were crying Aharon HaKohen. Why? Because Aharon HaKohen, he was the one, he was making shalom between Am Israel. He's the one making shalom between Am Israel. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we have the Gemara, the Adnaf Masechet Okasin, the Mishnah, rather tell us over there, so the HaKadosh Baruch Hu lo matza kli shemahzik beracha, אלא השלום. שלום, שני מה, השם עוז לעמו יתן, השם ברך תעמו בשלום. So, who are we going to choose the person to bring the קורבנות? So, the whole idea of the קורבנות is to make shalom. Who do we have a person to make shalom better than Aharon HaKohen? He's the one. Therefore, הקדוש ברוך הוא, here he wants to prove it to עם ישראל, let's everyone bring your מטות, and we're going to see which מטה השם is going to choose. And obviously, הקדוש ברוך הוא chose Aharon HaKohen. Because he's the one. He's the one that fits for a person who makes shalom between Am Israel and the Kadosh Baruch Hu. And that's how the Aharon HaKohen, he used to make shalom not only between husband and wife. He used to make shalom, make people do teshuvah. Like over there also, the Gemara Masechet Kala also tells us, Aharon HaKohen was Ohev Shalom, Rodev Shalom. He used to Ohev et Beriyot Mekarban LaTorah also. Not only Mekarban to each other, Mekarban LaTorah. He sees a person that he's Rasha, he knows that he's Abaryan, he's doing a lot of Abirot. And he smiles to him, and he talks nice to him, and that person, next day, he wants to do Abirah. He said, Shema Israel, if Aharon HaKohen would have known what kind of Abirah I'm about to do, how am I going to look at his face? So the person is going to be embarrassed from doing Abirah. Why? Because he knows that Aharon HaKohen is so close to him. So he's the one, Ohev et Beriyot Mekarban LaTorah also. So what better person do you have than Aharon HaKohen? That's why the Gemara tells us in Masechet Shabbat, we have the Gemara tell us over there that Aharon HaKohen, he was Zoche to serve as Kohen Gadol. Why? Because the Simcha that he has in his heart. The Pasuk tells us over there, V'ra'acha v'samach b'lebo. When Moshe Rabbeinu was scared to go to Mitzrayim, to take Ben Israel out of Mitzrayim, he didn't want to go. Why? Because he was scared maybe Aharon, his brothers, it's going to be offended. He was the one, until Moshe Rabbeinu came, who was in Mitzrayim? Aharon HaKohen, he was the one. Moshe Rabbeinu, he disappeared from Mitzrayim when he was 20 years old. He disappeared because he was trying to v'yachta Mitzrayim et manehu b'chol. Then Pharaoh wanted to kill him, and he ran away from him. And for 60 years, the Midrashim tell us, he was away, Moshe Rabbeinu. Who was taking care of Am Israel during all this time? Aharon HaKohen. All of a sudden now, out of the blue, comes back Moshe Rabbeinu, and he's the one, he's the leader. What's Aharon? He's going to be offended, Aharon HaKohen. He didn't want to go. The Midrash says in Shemot, The Midrash tells us, Midrash Rabbah, he said 7 days. Kadosh Baruch Hu was trying to convince Moshe Rabbeinu, please go to redeem Am Yisrael. Until Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu, listen, if you are not going to go to redeem them, no one else is going to do. Im ein ata goalan, ein acher goalan. You're the only one. You don't want to go? Then he told him, yeah, but I'm scared. Maybe Aharon, whatever. He told him, no, I know what you're thinking about. וגם אהרון, וגם נהו יוסד לקראתך, וראיך ושמח בלבו, don't worry about this. אהרון is going to be happy. Because אהרון הכהן, he was happy in his heart, וראיך ושמח בלבו, the pasuk is witnessing on us, not only he was showing off that he was happy, smiling in his heart, ושמח בלבו. Because he was שמח בלבו, תגמרת הזסיר שבת קוף למתת, ואמר בי מלאי בשכר ורעך ושמח בלבו זכה לחושן המשפט על לבו. He was the one who was carrying the חושן המשפט on his heart, the Kohen Gadol. He was chosen to be Kohen Gadol. Then I saw the Ben Shai as a cute idea. He said, if you take the word ורעך ושמח בלבו, said, if you take the word lev, it has only two letters, למד and בית. If you spell out the letters למד and בית, how do you spell Lamed? Lamed Mem Dalet. And Bet, Bet Yud Tef. He said, if you take only the Meluy of the letters Lamed and Bet, that means Lamed, you said Lamed Mem Dalet, put leave the Lamed on the side. Take only the Meluy of the letter Lamed, which is Mem Dalet. And the Meluy of the letter Bet, it's Yud and Tef. You have Mem Dalet, Yud and Tef. What letter? What word could we make out of this? Ben Shai says here in Ben Yoyada, said you get the word Tamid. That means his Simcha in his heart was the Simcha Tamidid. Therefore, Zachal Hoshem Mishpat Alibo Tamid. The Pasuk says over there, says it clearly. Nerali Psiata Shmea says here in Ben Yoyada, Bemelui Otiyot Leb, Yesh Otiyot Tamid. Ramaz Lo, Shes Simchato, He Tamidit, Velo Beakrai. Not only is happy, only when he's in the mood, when he wins the lottery, he's happy. All the time he's happy. ולקח זכה שחושן המשפט על לבו. דכתיב ב, שנאמר, ונשא אהרון את המשפט בני ישראל על לבו תמיד, לפני השם. That's why אהרון הכהן was chosen. He's the perfect match that the person, he's the one. He's the one to make shalom between Am Israel. And therefore, he was the one that he was chosen to serve as Kohen Gadol. Not Korach, Korach. Even though it sounds from the psukim that Korach said, "Kol aida kolam kedoshim tocham Hashem," why you becoming, you know, you Aharon, you Moshe Rabbeinu, you made yourself, you are the nasif Am Israel, you are the melech, he bishurum melech, and you put your brother Aharon Kohen to be Kohen Gadol, and you're taking everything to your sides. Said he was telling him, "Listen, kol aida kolam kedoshim, we don't need you. If you have talit shekulat echelet, do you still need tzitziot?" That everyone's tichelet over here. That's what he was saying. That's what he was saying out loud. But deep in his heart, what was burning in his heart? The kana. Like see Midrash Tanhuma. Where's the Midrash Tanhuma? You see that the kana was burning deep in his heart. And all the psukim telling us the same idea. Said Korach. He said Korach. Vikach Korach ben Yitzhar. What's Yitzhar? Yitzhar that's Shemen. Rishit digan echati roshicha veyitzharicha. That's the shemen. Korach, he saw that if you take the oil and you mix it with any other liquid, all the times the oil rises all the way to the top. That means the Gedulah is supposed to come to me. Why Moshe and Aaron are choosing the Gedulah for themselves? I'm supposed to be the one. That sakanat was burning deep in his heart. He said here the Midrash Tanhuma, Mi ra'oi l'tolt ha'nesi'ut, ani. אני בנו של היצר, הייתי ראוי להיות על משפחתי נשיא, והוא עשה בנו של עוזיאל, קטון של אחי אבא, יהיה גדול עליי. הרי אני חולק ומבטל כל מה שנעשה על ידו. לפי כך הייתה מחלוקתו. So that's the reason why he went to rebel against Moshe Rabbeinu, because of the kana that he has deep in his heart. That was the kana, that's what the Mishnah tells us. Kana ותאווה וכבוד מוסיעים את האדם לעולם. That's what happened when a person has a kana, because really, if you think about it, a person is get jealous from someone else. What does he gain from the jealousy? Nothing. You have here the Mislati Sharim. He tells us here in Perek Yud Alef. He tells us here, said hakina gamhi ena ila hasaron yedi'a v'sichlut. So if the person has a jealousy, has kana, it's only coming with the he has hasaron yadi'a. He's not thinking properly. Why? Because what the kana is going to help you in your life? Nothing. Zero. Not only it's not going to help you, it's going to eat you deep. It's going to eat you from inside. כי אין המקנה מרוויח כלום לעצמו. He's not getting anything. וגם לא מפסיד למי שהוא מתקנה בו. What are you causing for the other person? You're getting jealous from your neighbor. Your neighbor has a nice house, he has a nice car, he has nice everything. You're getting jealous of him. What is he losing because of it? Forget the problem of عين هراء. We're talking about the كنآ over here. The كنآ now, what's your friend losing out of it? Nothing. If you're gonna get jealous of him, you're not gonna get jealous of him. He has his nice house, he has his nice car. He's not losing anything. You're only suffering from it. וגם לא מפסיד למי שהוא מתקנה בו. אינו אלא מפסיד לעצמו. וכמו אמר כתוב שזכרתי, הוא פוטה תמיד כנאה. כן? The person is foolish, the כנאה is gonna eat him up. ואומנם, יש מי ששכלותו רבה כל כך, עד שאם יראה לחברו איזה טובה, יתעשש בעצמו וידאג ויצטער, עד שאפילו הטובות שבידו לא יהנוהו מצער מה שהוא רואה ביד חברו. והוא מה שאמר עליו החכם, מורכב עצמות כנאה. So there are those that they get so jealous from their friends, from their neighbors, that they cannot eat them up. And whatever they see, what they have, they feel bad. And all the, even the good things that they already have, they don't feel it now because they see their neighbor, they has more. Always the grass of the neighbor, it's always more greener. That's how I said, you see what happened with the Haman HaRasha. I said, "Bechol ze enenu shoveli." Said, all what I have, he has all the kavod, all the everything that he has. What was Haman missing? Nothing. He has everything. Ella, he sees, he got jealous of Mordechai Yehudi. That's what he's telling me. Workab atzamot kana. Said that that's the person who's going to cause himself, his asamot is going to be markibot bakeber, only in jealousy. Omnam, yesh aharim sheinam mitztaarim vekoabim kol kach, ואף על פי כן, ירגישו בעצמם איזה צער, אבל ולפחות יתקרר רוחם בראותם אחד עולה איזה מעלה על חברו. אם לא יהיה מאוהבה ויותר דבקים לו, כל שכן אם מאותם אשר אין לו אהבה רבה עמו, וכל שכן אם יהיה גר מארץ אחרת. So, many times you see people, they're not getting jealous that much from their friend, but they feel bad. Why he has it, not me? He has more than me. Why? Especially this guy, he just came from out of town. All of a sudden, you see, Kadosh Baruch Hu opened up the door for him, became rich. And I'm working here for many years. I'm still, Satan Fashin, tell us, he said, no. Asher b'shamayim ma'an, v'asher b'aris m'tahat. What are this? Fashin, they give a remez. He said, if the person don't get jealous from your friend, that he has more money than you, he has more wealth than you. He said, no. Asher b'shamayim ma'an. What b'shamayim? דברים that שייכים לרוחניות, שייכים לשמיים, things that has to do with רוחניות, then you have to look at other people that are higher than you. אשר בשמיים, you look at those who are higher than you. You get jealous of them, you see them, they're running to do מצוות, you should also run to do מצוות. ואשר בארץ, מתחת. When it comes to גשמיות, don't look at those who are above you. Look how many people they are lower than you. If you look at this, it says, Baruch Hashem, thank you, Rabbanu Shel Olam, that I'm not in their level. Baruch Hashem, I have Baruch Hashem. We have a wife, we have Isha, we have Banim, we have Parnasa, we have house, we have everything. Baruch Hashem, nothing's missing. If the person is going to look at those who are above him, Kana'at is going to eat him up. Don't look at this. Always you should go down. Go down, and that's how it should. Because otherwise, you say the person is going to see a guy, Hashem open up the door for him, and he's still in the same place. ותראה שבפיהם אפשר שיאמרו דברים כשמחים או מודים על טובתו, אך לבם רפה בקרבם. והוא דבר יירע על הרוב ברוב בני אדם. So the majority of people, even though they don't show that they have a jealousy of their neighbors, but deep in their heart, they have something. והוא דבר יירע על הרוב. כי אף על פי שלא יהיו בעלי קנאה ממש, אמנם לא ניקום מנה לגמרי. כל שכן אם בעל אומנותו מצליח בה, שכבר כל אומן שונא לחבר שלו. וכל שכן אם מצליח בה יותר ממנו. So, כל שכן, if you have a store, your neighbor also has a store, you have a profession, your neighbor also, someone else also, your friend, they also has the same profession, and he's succeeding more than you. Even though you love him, and you care about him, and you wish him success, but deep in your heart, said, oh, yeah, why not me, but? said al pi harob dabar ze ra al harob bi rob ben adam wa umnam lu yad'u wa lu yabinu kin adam nuga bi mukhan la habiru afilukum lu nima wa yakul kasher li kul ma hashimu kifi atsaton fla wa hukmatu biltin ulat hinna lu haya lahum ta'am li tasta'ir bi tubat ra'ihim kilan. So if the person, he knows and he understands that all what HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him, that's what's good for him. Hashem knows, Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how does he start Mesillat Yesharim, all his book? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Tob. ومدرخ Tob لهتيب. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Tob Hashem لكل ورحمة وكل معصب. He wants to give everyone, he wants to give him good. So how come HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose this guy to make him Ashir, this guy to make him average, this guy to make him Ani? Why have Layot over here? Why HaKadosh Baruch Hu did like this? All men are created equal. Has to be the same thing. Why Kadosh Baruch Hu chose one higher, one less? Each one, Kadosh Baruch Hu, so this guy, if he's going to get a lot of money, probably something bad's going to come out of it. So we're not going to give it to him. We give it to someone else who knows how to deal with the money. That's how Kadosh Baruch Hu, he knows his own hashbonot. If the person understands, "En adam nogea b'mukhan l'chaviro aflu kimlo nima," then he understands whatever Hashem gave me, that's the best for me. If it was that if I have more, I would have been more happier. I said that's not true. Why? Because how do you know? Hashem knows more than us, and that's how, as I said, the Kadosh Baruch Hu Tob. What does mean Tob? Tob, he wants to give others. Tob Ayn Hu Yiborach Kinatan Min Lachmo Ladal. The Zohar Kadosh says Al Tikre Tob Ayn Hu Yiborach Tob Ayn Hu Yibarech. He gives others berachot, that's a Kadosh Baruch Hu. He's Hashem Tov. He gives other berachot, but each one, Hashem sees whatever is good for you, he gives you. So don't get jealous of someone else, because the jealousy, that you're not going to get anything out of it. It's only going to eat the person from deep inside. That's what it is. Here also, all these things that also the Mesillat Yesharim also tells us, all Sefer Musar, basically, he has it very clearly, tells us in Hakdama, Mesillat Yesharim, he says, in my book, you're not going to hear Hiddushim. You're not going to see anything new that you didn't know from before. Why? Because basically, what's the Musar? Musar reminding us what we already know. That's basically the Musar. He said, I'm not going to tell you Hiddushim. I'm sure all my book you know, but you need, every time, you need to go repeat and again, because people forget about these things. That's what it is over here. That's Anyan. Also here, the Pele Yo'ez also brings down an Erech Kina. Kina hi middar ra'ameot, ki ma'amar tana, kina betaba wa kabod musim te adam la'olam. Behne yisr lib ha'adam ra' v'hoshek lihiyot yahid bedoro b'chokma u'ma'asim b'osher u'b'chabod. He wants to be the one. I am the one. I know the best. I told you once, that the Mishnah Perkei Avot tells us, "Ezeu Ashir, Assemeach b'Chelko." I saw once a beautiful pirosh. And they explained, said, "What is Ezeu Ashir? What kind of question is Ezeu Ashir? A guy, a millionaire, is Ashir. Do I need Mishnah? Tell me, Ezeu Ashir? Who, a person who has money is Ashir?" I said, "No." Farshim explained, "No, the person who has money is not only Ashir." Is Ashir, is Hakam, is Anav. People will tell him whatever he wants to hear. Why? Because he has money. People, they are mahnifim lo, because they wanna enjoy, they wanna benefit from his money. But the Mishnah is asking, which person is only Ashir? That's a person who is Sameach b'Chelko. Yes, Sameach b'Chelko. You're happy what Hashem gave you. You are the real Ashir. But otherwise, he said, every person in his nature, yes or ra'i comes to him. You have to be the one. You have to be all the way on top. ומתוך כך מסתער כשיש אחר כמוהו או גדול וטוב ממנו ומקנה לו ומבקש רעתו ומספר בגנותו. That's what caused it, at least all kind of עבירות, at least all the קנאה. וגדולה שנאה שהיא מחמת קנאה, אש אוכלה היא לאין מרפא. ומי שיש בו מדה רעה זו כל ימיו מכרובים, ואוכל לחם עצבים ואין לו רעים אהובים. ומרבה ריבות והוא שמח לעד ורוצה בתקלת חברו. שיקשלו חבריו את בר הלכה, ושיקצרו בעבודת השם את ברך שמו, שיהיה להם מעוט הערך וקוצר השגה, וכן רעות רבות שנגרלות מן הקנאה. So all these things, that's what happened over here. That's when a person, he gets jealous from his friend, that is only losing out of it. All the קנאה, it's eating him from inside. That was the problem here with Korach. What was the Korach? It was only the rebelling against Moshe Rabbeinu. Kadosh Baruch Hu said, the קנאה is burning inside you. And Aaron and Moshe Rabbeinu, They are the ones. The Gemara tells us, Gadol ma she'ne'emar b'Moshe b'Aaron, yoter ma she'ne'emar b'David, yoter ma she'ne'emar b'Abraham Avinu. But Abraham Avinu says, v'anuchi afar v'efer. Afar v'efer, he could use it for something. David the Melech said, v'anuchi tola'at v'lo ish. Tola'at, he could benefit from it. Moshe Rabbeinu v'Aaron, they say, v'anachnu ma? Nothing. Zero. So you're saying that you want the Nisi'ut, you want to be the leader of Am Yisrael. Where are you? Where's Moshe Rabbeinu? You, the Kana is burning inside you. Moshe Rabbeinu, Moshe Naharon. They're nothing. They're Moshe Naharon. The Pasuk said, Velo kam nabi out be Israel ki Moshe. Asher yada'o Hashem panim el panim. What does mean? Simple understanding. The Pasuk is telling us, Moshe Rabbeinu is the only Nabi that he spoke to Hashem, PLP. Why? Because we see 2 weeks ago, Parashat Be'alotcha, that Be'isharu shenen anashim b'machane, when Eldad u'midad, they were prophesizing inside the Mahane. Right away, Kaleb, not Kaleb, Yehoshua ben Nun, he came to Moshe Rabbeinu and told Adoni Moshe Kelaim. Why? Because they're prophesizing. You are the leader over here. They're taking your spot over here. So he told them, Umi ten kol am Adonai nebiim, ki ten Adonai trochu alayim. So the Hamkane Tali, are you jealous of me? He said, I wish all Am Israel are going to be nebiim just like me. I wish. Said normally we just heard it from the Masalat Sharim. No, the Gemara says. The Gemara said, not every person he hates any profession that you have. You hate other people that they have the same profession. That's the nature of the person. Moshe Rabbeinu, he was the Nabi, he was the leader. They came and they told him there are two more leaders just like you in Am Yisrael. Said I wish all of them are going to be like this. That's Moshe Rabbeinu. That was the Moshe Rabbeinu, and that's what the pasuk said. Velo kam Nabi out be Israel ki Moshe. What does mean? Any Nabi that you're going to tell him, we have another Nabi just like you, that probably a little bit deep in his heart is going to feel, hey, why you telling me that I'm like him? I'm better. I speak to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I should be better. That's how the nature of the person, even the Nabi, at least drop in his heart, he feels like this. But Moshe Rabbeinu, below come Nabi out by Israel ki Moshe. Any Nabi that gonna tell him we have another Nabi out by Israel, he feels bad. But Moshe Rabbeinu, he said, Umi ten kol am shel nabim. He wishes everyone's gonna be Nabi just like me. Such a Nabi, look how Nabi out by Israel ki Moshe. That was Moshe Rabbeinu. The Pasuk tells us, he said, Vekanu li Moshe ben Mahane, li Aharon kedosh Hashem. That's the Pasuk in Tehillim said it. Qad datan ve abiram and Korah, all that they came to rebel against Moshe Rabbeinu. What they're saying? They said, Moshe Rabbeinu, he's the leader. Said, where are you, Korah? He's jealousy burning inside you. Where are you? Where's Moshe Rabbeinu? That's why he said there's nothing to compare here between them. That's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he chose Aharon HaKohen. He said, he's the one. Why? Because Aharon HaKohen, he's the one that he really is, he was happy deep in his heart. He said, that was Aharon HaKohen. Therefore, here HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he told them, we're going to take Aharon HaKohen and his Mateh. It's going to sprout, it's going to bring Shekedim and everything. Only Aharon's Mateh. Why? Why not Korah? Why not any other Shebatim? Because he's the real leader. He's the one to serve, to bring the Korbanot, all the idea of the Korbanot to make Shalom between Am Israel. He's the one who's making Shalom between Am Israel. He fits more than anyone else. We told you also the last year that Pasuk says, Kilom Lebi. Said they're claiming, he told Korah and Adato, you're claiming that I did all what I did. I chose to be the Nasi, the Melech. I gave my brother the Kehuna Gedola. He's thinking that I'm deciding. Is it up to me? The Pasuk said, Kilom Lebi. Kadosh Baruch Hu is telling me. What does the Targum say over there? Kilom Lebi, Are Lam Ra'uti. What's Ra'uti means? Ra'uti, in Aramaic, it means Ratzon. Lom Ratzoni. How did the Targum get it? So the Pasuk said, Kilom Lebi. What's Kilom Lebi? I didn't make it up. Kadosh Baruch Hu told me. The Targum is explaining, Kilom Ratzoni. I didn't want to do it. My Ratzon? I said, no. My Ratzon, because Moshe Rabbeinu's Ratzon, what was it? Moshe Rabbeinu's Ratzon, he wants to be Kohen Gadol. If it was up to me, why would I give Kehuna Gedola to my brother? I would have took it myself. But the fact that I gave it to someone else, not me, that he could tell it. It's not. If it was up to me, I would have took it. Everyone would wish to serve Kadosh Baruch Hu in Beit HaMikdash. You see all the Mishnah, Masechet Yoma, we're learning now. Said all that they used to make Goralot. Why? Because Kohanim, they're running. And they're pushing each other. They want to do the mitzvah. If it was up to me, I would have took it. I would have took that opportunity to serve a Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's not up to me. Oh, Kadosh Baruch Hu. Here, that's all what are you claiming. So that's here the whole idea. That's what happened over here. That Kadosh Baruch Hu want to prove to Am Israel, even after Mahalokit of Korah, they came to rebel against Moshe Rabbeinu, that you caused Am Israel to die, 250 people to die. You told them to bring the Ketoret. Kadosh Baruch Hu told them, the Ketoret, Adrabah, the Ketoret does not bring Mita to them. You claiming that I caused them to die because I told them to bring the Ketoret. And the Ketoret, Samamavit Natum Betocho. So right after that, when they rebelled against Moshe Rabbeinu, Moshe Rabbeinu told Aaron, take the Ketoret, the same item that they're claiming that it caused them to die, that same item is going to stop the Magifa. Lo Ketoret Memit, Ela Hetu Shememit. Everyone knows the story over there, the Gemara, when Masechet Brachot, and they saw the Rabbi Hanina, what's his name? Rabbi Hanina ben Dosa. They saw that they had the snake that on the way, and they came. Everyone was scared to pass by street, that street. They came to Rabbi Hanina ben Dosa. They told him, listen, there's a snake over there that biting people. People are dying. Show me, where is he coming from? He went over there, he stepped on him, and he carried him back on his shoulder, he went to Beit HaMikdash, and he said, It's not that. B'otah sha'a amru, O'ilu l'adam sh'nishakho an-nahash, O'ilu l'nahash sh'nishakho Rabbi Hanina ben Dosa. He said, he started up with the wrong person. He said, lo n'nahash mimit, ta'hitu sh'mimit. Here, Am Yisrael declaiming, atem hamitim et Am Hashem, even after Korah, everyone was swallowed, you caused them to die. We caused them to die. Take the same item that they're claiming that I told them to bring the Ketoret, same item. It's going to stop the Magifa. That's here what you see. Kadosh Baruch Hu proved it to everyone. With the Matot, take the Matel Aharon. He's the one because he's the best person. He fits to serve Am Yisrael to bring the Korbanot. That's what we need. The Pasuk tells us here, Ve'elo yechi Korach v'cha'adato. The Gemara learns from here, כל המחזיק במחלוקת עובר בלא תעשה. אז הוא said, ולא יהיה חקורה אחר דתו. Everyone should run away from the מחלוקת, because nothing good comes out of מחלוקת, only bad things comes out of מחלוקת. When the person, he follows the way of the Torah, he follows the Moshe Rabbeinu, and follows all the תלמידי חכמים, then Hashem is going to send him ברכה, בעזר השם, Hashem should help us, we should always listen to the דברי חכמים, should always run away from מחלוקת, make shalom, make the ma'asim for Aaron HaKohen, ohev shalom v'rodev shalom, ohev et ha'beriyot mekarban la'Torah. Rabbi Hanina ben Akshay omer, asayah kadosh baruch hu zokot Yisrael.